support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In Iraq, a new report says extremist gunmen likely executed at least 160 unarmed men as they took the city of Tikrit. NPR's Alice Fordham has more on a Human Rights Watch investigation into the mass killings.
Those killed may have been Air Force recruits working on a local airbase, but when fighters from the extremist group known as ISIS captured them, they were wearing civilian clothes and unarmed. Footage posted by ISIS and analysed by Human Rights Watch shows the masked extremists lining men up on the edge of a trench outside the town of Tikrit and shooting them with automatic weapons. ISIS took Tikrit as they swept through northern and western Iraq almost 2 weeks ago. Residents in the Sunni-dominated area have long complained of ill treatment by the Shiite-led security forces, but they say they are fearful, too, of the brutality of ISIS. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Iraq's powerful Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani is calling on Iraqi political groups to settle on a single candidate for prime minister. He wants this done before Iraq's new parliament convenes next Tuesday. Secretary of State John Kerry, who visited Baghdad this week, has urged Iraq's current prime minister to include more Sunni and Kurd members in a new government. Kerry has now arrived in Saudi Arabia for talks on the Iraq crisis. NPR's Jackie Northam says Syria came up, too, when Kerry had a second meeting.
The other meeting that Secretary Kerry had here, and it was very, very short, but was with the Syrian opposition leader Ahmed Jarba. Now, Jarba has very close ties to Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia has been supplying moderate opposition in Syria with weapons and other support like that, too. And just on Thursday, the Obama administration actually asked for $500 million from Congress to help train and equip some of the opposition in Syria. So it's quite fortuitous that the head of the opposition for the Syrian opposition group is here in Saudi Arabia and did meet very briefly with Secretary Kerry.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The European Union has signed trade agreements with three former Soviet republics, Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine. The European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, says they won't detract from trade with other countries, such as Russia.
We believe in open societies, open economies, open regionalism. These agreements are positive agreements. They are meant to add more momentum to our partners, establish international relations, not to compete with or intrude in our partners' relations with any neighbor.
Russia says it will take economic action if its economy gets hurt by these deals. The trade arrangement is the same one that Ukraine's former president rejected before he was forced from office. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 19 points at 16,827. You're listening to NPR. European leaders have nominated former Luxembourg Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker to be the next head of the EU's executive body, the European Commission. The vote was not unanimous. British Prime Minister David Cameron opposed Juncker, saying he favors expanding European power at the expense of individual countries. Juncker's nomination now goes to the European Parliament for a vote. Despite yesterday's 1-0 loss to Germany in World Cup soccer play, the U.S. team will now advance to the next round. The next World Cup match is Tuesday against Belgium. U.S. goalie Tim Howard says the Americans will be prepared.
We'll have our work cut out for us, but we feel like we're strong, we're powerful, and we've been playing some of the best soccer that this team has seen. So hopefully we'll give as good as we get.
Howard spoke to CNN. The American Association of Publishers generated just over $27 billion in revenue last year. That's down slightly from the previous year, but not as much as some expected. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
2012 was a banner year for the publishing industry, led by a couple of huge bestsellers, The Hunger Games and 50 Shades of Grey. Without such blockbusters, there had been some concern that revenue would be way down last year. The Publishers Association says the small decline shows the industry's economic health is not dependent on just a few books. In trade publishing, nonfiction books showed the greatest growth over the year, and while e-books have been garnering all the headlines, paperbacks are the number one format for trade publishers. Online sales, both digital and print, still beat out brick-and-mortar bookstores. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees, now available 100% online at online.asu.edu.
It's 6 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We heard a couple of great Chicago blues harp players the last hour. We heard Sonny Boy Williamson II and Walter Horton from 1999, recorded in Chicago. Here is a late Snooky Pryor.
When I wasn't looking, change the way I feel. Stole my loving without a gun or a knife. You ripped me off, woman, without a gun or a knife. You did the crime, I sent you to life. Robbing me blind. Stole my heart, I'm losing my mind. Robbing me must be a crime. Robbing me blind.
Robbing Me Blind. Jimmy Vaughn from his disc Do You Get the Blues. That came out in 2001 and won a Grammy in the category for Best Traditional Blues for Jimmy Vaughn. Before hearing Jimmy Vaughn, we heard Snooky Pryor here on KRVS. Snooky from 1999, recorded in Chicago. Snooky on blues harp and vocals doing a number called In This Mess. And we just heard Jimmy Vaughn. We might as well feature something next that includes his younger brother, Stevie Ray Vaughn. We're going to go back to 1983, December of that year, and a television station in Ontario that was recording Albert King. And he had been booked to jam with Stevie Ray Vaughn. He wasn't sure he knew him and didn't know who his manager was talking about, but his manager says, yes, you know this guy. Anyway, when Stevie Ray Vaughan came in, Albert King recognized him as Little Stevie, the guy that had jammed with him in an Austin nightclub and was at a lot of his gigs. So he said, yeah, I remember this guy. And he had, already knew what a great guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan was, even though he couldn't place him or any of his recordings before Stevie Ray showed up. Here they are from a disc called In Session, again recorded jamming together back in December of 1983. They're going to do a little job on T-Bone Walker's, they call it, Stormy Monday. Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Do you remember how we used to do Stormy Monday? Stormy Monday. Ah, but Tuesday's just as bad. Yeah, they call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. You know Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, yeah, and Saturday I go out to play. I know you remember that, don't you? The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, Lord, and I kneel down to pray. Lord, help me. I can't hear you. Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah. I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Work with it, son. Hey, you know I'm trying to find my woman. Won't somebody please send her back to me? Wait a second.
Lord have mercy on me. I cried, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. You know, I'm trying to find my one. Won't somebody please send her back to me?
Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan again from December of 1983, recorded for television station in Ontario, Canada. Stevie Ray Vaughan had been a huge fan of Albert King even before Stevie got into his teens. The torrid phrasings that Albert King would use and his tortured notes were lured a lot of guitar players in. Albert King had a lot of people that copied from his style. Stevie Ray Vaughan definitely being one of them, but he never really had the commercial success that B.B. King had. Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing, Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
Another guitarist that was heavily influenced by Albert King and actually recorded tributes to him was the Irish guitarist Gary Moore. We're going to listen to Gary next, and he also has Albert King on this track, both Gary and Albert playing guitars, on a tune that Albert King first recorded back in 1966. Here is Gary Moore with Albert King doing "Oh Pretty Woman."
cause. Mama talk, and my papa too. Well, then get on home. You got to shine them shoes. I'm going blind. Back to the shoe shine stand. I'll be singing the blues while I shine your shoes. I'm a soul. It's a man. Going back. Yeah. I'm going back. Got to get back, y'all.
The late Luther Allison from his disc Soul Fixing Man that came out in 94. That was, of course, the title track. Little story behind the number. There was another kind of soul that inspired him to write this particular tune. When he was in his teens, he worked, interned to be a shoemaker and repairman, hence Soul Fixing Man. He was preceded by Gary Moore. We heard Gary Moore here on KRVS from 1990 doing a cover of Oh Pretty Woman, again a tune that Albert Collins recorded back in 1966. We're going to turn to a mentor, a big-time mentor of Gary Moore. We're talking about Peter Green. When Peter Green was with Fleetwood Mac, he basically befriended the young Gary Moore and ended up trading him one of his signature guitars, a Les Paul from the 50s. Here's Peter Green along with Buddy Guy on guitar, both of them on guitars, doing an acoustic tribute to Robert Johnson number.
If you please. Catch me here. lonely brown. You can run, yeah, my friend, boy, with it, boy. Lord, and I'm standing at the crossroads, baby. I believe I'm sinking down.
And I feel so lonesome. You hear me when I'm on. And I feel so lonesome. You hear me when I'm on. Who've been driving my airplane for you since I've been gone? I said I flash your lights, mama. Your horn won't even blow. I even flash my lights, mama. This horn won't even blow. We got a short in this connection. Well, we're down below. I'm a horse to a hood, mama. I'm bound to check your oil. I'm a horse to a hood, mama. I'm bound to check your oil. I got a woman that I'm loving. We're down in Arkansas. Now you know the cars ain't even buzzing. Little generator won't get that spark. All's in a bad condition. You got to have these batteries charged. I'm crying, please. Do me wrong. Who've been driving my airplane for you since I've been gone? Mr. Highwayman, please don't block the road. Mr. Highwayman, please don't block the road. 'Cause she's registered to call 100, and I'm booked and I got to go. Been driving my airplane for you since I've been gone. I'm gonna get deep down in this connection. Keep on tangling with your wires. I'm gonna get deep down in this connection. Keep on tangling with your wires. And when I mash down on your little starter, then your spark plug will give me fire.
Scott Angeley from his disc Terraplane. That, of course, the title track. Terraplane was a line of cars put out by the Hudson Motor Company back in the 1930s. It did pretty well for them for sales back then. I think the last one was made in 1938. They had a great advertising line for it. On the sea, that's aquaplaning. In the air, that's aeroplaning. But on the land, in traffic, on the hills, that's terraplaning. Terraplanes. We never know about that car. Most of us would have never, ever heard of it if it wasn't for this particular song. Before hearing Scott Angeley, we heard Peter Green along with Buddy Guy doing a fine version of Crossroad Blues, both Crossroad Blues, of course, and Terraplane, old Robert Johnson tunes. We're going to turn to Bob next here on KRVS. Back to 1936, we heard the original of this tune last week done by Skip James. Skip recorded it as 2220 Blues. Robert Johnson made the correction. Here he is with his 3220 Blues.
sent for my baby, and she don't come. I sent for my baby, and she don't come. All the doctors in hot springs sure can't help her, no. And if she gets unrooted, things she don't want to. If she gets unrooted, things she don't want to. Take my 3229, cut her hair in two. She got a 30 special, but I believe it's most too light. She got a 30 special, but I believe it's most too light. I got a 3220, got to make the camps all right. I sent for my baby man and she don't come. I sent for my baby man and she don't come. All the doctors and hot springs sure can't help her, no. I'm gonna shoot my pistol, gonna shoot my Gatling gun. I'm gonna shoot my pistol, got to shoot my Gatling gun. You made me love you, now your man have come. Oh, baby, why you stay last night? Ah, baby, why you stayed last night? You got your hair all tangled and you ain't talking right. Her 30 special boys hit you very well. Special boys, it do very well. I got a 3229, hits a button in. If I sent for my baby, man, and she don't come. If I sent for my baby, man, and she don't come. All the doctors in Wisconsin sure can't help her, no. Hey, hey, baby, why you stay last? Hey, hey, baby, you stayed last night. You didn't come home until the sun was shining bright. Ah, boys, I just can't take my rest. Ah, boys, I just can't take my rest. With this 3220 laying up and down my breast.
Frisco highball and the Santa Fe still stealing grown. Now the Frisco highball, Santa Fe still stealing grown. I don't like this old place, mama ain't gonna be alone. Oakdale, Oakdale's on the mountain and he's craving on the Santa Fe. Oakdale's on the mountain, craving on the Santa Fe. And I'm going to the river and kiss the longest train I see. Now the woman I love, mama, she's so far away. Now the woman I love, mama, she's so far away. Now the one I hate, I see her every day. And a mop job full of gold. She got a handful of diamonds and a mop job full of gold. Now every time she smiles, mama makes my blood cold. Lord, I wonder, do she ever call my name? if she ever called my name. If you like me, pretty papa, I swear you would say the same.
Little Brother Montgomery on piano and vocals, recorded back in 1931, a number called Frisco Highball Blues. Little Brother Montgomery was originally from Kentwood, Louisiana, and used to hang around speakeasies and juke joints, that sort of thing, and ended up being a source for information on a lot of barrel house piano styles here in Louisiana. Years later, a folklorist got him to discuss that interesting piano art. He ended up being a Chicago blues musician and performed with a lot of people over decades. He was preceded by Robert Johnson, whom we heard from 1936. Robert Johnson doing 3220 Blues. And we turn next here on KRVS to Mary Flower and a track from her disc, Bywater Dance, that came out in 2005. She's going to do an old Geechee Wiley tune. I think Geechee recorded this one around 1930. Here's Mary Flower with Last Kind Word Blues. Falling
pipes in the pond. Got a little old tin. Put up your foot flaps in the pond. Got a little old tin. You know that can't keep no women. No world built. You know the way so dry. But we've turned up toes and down. You know the way so dry, yeah.
Dry Spell Blues. That was John Mooney from his disc Gone to Hell. It came out in the year 2000. John Mooney doing a cover of a tune first recorded by his mentor, the late, great Sun House. Sun House recorded that back in 1930. Before hearing John Mooney, we heard Mary Flower from her disc Bywater Dance doing the old Geeshy Wiley tune from around the same time, a number called Last Kind Word Blues. Flower is a great, great guitarist. We turn next here on the Blues Box to the gentleman that introduced a young John Mooney. Mooney was in his teens when he was introduced to the legendary Delta blues man Sun House. Here is Joe Beard from Rochester, New York, and from a disc called Dealing.
When you say you baby said, now this I understand, but what I can't figure out is how you babysit a man. Oh, where I keep on telling her, I'm just like a fish. Where I keep on for your love. Your lies are weak, but you can't. Make me think you're doing right, but I know you're doing wrong. Way I keep on for you. I'm just like a fish. Way I keep on for you. Say is what
you use for your bait, huh? Well, I keep on for your line. I'm just like a fish. Well, I keep on for your
Just Like a Fish. Again, that was Joe Beard from the disc Dealing. This came out in the year 2000. And the disc featured and was produced by Duke Robillard. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And that's also a locale for playlists for a lot of locally produced programs. Like this one, also podcasts. If you've missed a program, you may well be able to find it online. We have podcasts of a lot of our locally produced programs. We are also listener-supported public radio, and if you're not a member of public radio here in Acadiana and would like to become